Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Josh Reese.
The reigning, defending...
Defending?
NXT Predictions Champion.
Well, we'll see.
Of the WWW.
I heard it was close,
universe.
Josh, so we'll see at the end of the show. We'll see.
I don't think I could take him holding this title the entire show, so I'm just going to get this over with now.
What are you talking about?
Now?
Yeah.
Huh?
What? So,
There was controversy.
No, there was
There
not.
Was lots of controversy.
Really. No controversy.
I think we actually might need fans to sort this one out.
Josh, please
hand
over the title.
There was a free agent in the crowd.
Who was it?
I don't know if you noticed. It was an old man and his dog.
Who?
They called him X-Pac?
Nah.
I've never heard of him.
The hottest free agent in sports entertainment.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't know how they're going to use him. Maybe like a Matt Hardy.
It doesn't say free agents or old ass legends.
Yeah,
he's a legend. What the hell did he do?
The only man to really be an NWONDX.
He also
just that.
Well, Sean was Sean.
No, I said got Sean. Technically, he was not in the NWO. The WWE run did not count, my friend.
Well, no, Xbox's biggest claim to fame was face-fucking guys in every match.
With
the Bronco Buster.
Yeah. Oh, that was him?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that was him.
Anyways, that was Rikishi.
No, that was an ass-fucking. Anyways, Josh, it is time now to hand over the title.
So who won?
You did not win, Josh.
It was close. You won, Andrew?
I won.
We won. We took the title from Josh. We took the title.
I mean,
from
technically,
Josh.
It was me.
We took this title.
Thank you.
Let's hold it up together.
I can hold it myself.
No, like right above his head.
I miss you.
We
Goldie.
Beat Josh. Like the Bunny Boys you. Won the Doomsday title.
Yeah.
We won the NXT Championship.
Right.
So,
but
anyway,
in reality, I won.
Anyway, so you let me get
in
it
reality,
over here.
I won.
Let me keep it over here. Like where
I don't.
We keep
I don't.
It.
Do you want me to expose the scores? I don't think you want me to do
it
that.
It wasn't that bad. I was only 7 behind in a scorecard that had 12 points.
You scored worse than Josh, so that's quite embarrassing.
Look, I really thought it was a match that was going to go a certain way. It didn't.
Right, and that was the downfall.
That was my downfall.
We knew. If it would have,
we
would have won.
Yeah, for sure.
If not, then that's how it works.
Oh, I thought he had it the way they went towards the end, too.
Oh,
but
man.
Let's get into that.
It's been so long since I've had this. Did you have it before?
I'm awfully proud of you.
You had it the last time, so it's been a while since I've had this
one. I had it for
one.
A while before Josh took it.
It's all right. Goldie's coming back eventually.
I'm usually really good about picking these matches. And again, I mean, I went 3-for-4, but you guys went 4-for-4.
Yeah.
4-for-4, baby.
So another fantastic takeover. Yeah. It just never disappoints. It's just so amazing that it's refreshing that wrestling could actually be this good. I never knew wrestling could actually be this good. Even as a kid, like the Attitude Era was the best because it had Stone Cold, The Rock, Shawn Michaels, and a few other people. But like the mid cards and the lower cards weren't that great. Whereas TakeOver, it's just 2.5 hours of brilliance every time.
Why can't... Mm-hmm. So thinking about Survivor Series, you've got... What's a good match? Like Rollins Shinsuke, right?
Yeah.
There wasn't much buildup for this match.
There's no buildup.
There's no buildup for this match. And really, Dream versus Ciampa, there really wasn't that much buildup.
Not much.
For this match. And what a story that was told.
Yeah.
What an amazing match. They had, I don't know the ratings and how everybody, that's got to be about as close to a 5-star match as there is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are a few 5-star matches.
Well, I mean, well, sure, but the NXT title has 5-star matches almost every time.
Right.
Yeah. And how do you do that? How do you have that high quality of a match every time to where WWE won't have any tomorrow?
Right.
Like, Rollins and Shinsuke are both good enough to have a 5-star match. If they were in NXT right now fighting for the championship, would they have a 5-star
match? Of course.
It would.
Why can't they have it in the Survivor Series?
I don't know.
Shinsuke had
a drag-down knockout 5-star match.
You know why? Is because there's so many matches on Survivor Series that their match probably at the most can go like 15 minutes.
Right.
Jeez. And then it's over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you have to rush everything. You have to rush spots. So.
Yeah. These matches are given time to actually tell a great story.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's amazing.
You know, we all hate Shayna Baszler. In NXT, it's always Kill Baszler. But, you know,
well,
even on this card, and she had a great match.
I know, but she's had a few good matches recently.
This was
so
by far her best.
I'm actually starting to like her.
Oh, I'm liking her as a heel for sure now.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got a stable. She wins matches ugly, like, you know, yes, for like, it's great. She's a right, great heel.
Yeah.
They've got two great heel champions in NXT right now.
Yes, they do.
They don't even know. I don't see them losing in the foreseeable future.
Right.
Thank God.
We kick things off. The announced team, for some reason, compared War Games to Infinity War. That was pretty stupid. But
Stanley died.
It's like, you could be better than Infinity War. What are you talking about? So
whoa. I mean, Infinity War was amazing.
It was good.
It was amazing.
It was really good.
Infinity War Part
When you two came, after you saw it, you said how amazing it was. You're like, wow, you actually got a story from the bad guy and understand his plight.
Yeah.
You never get that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I just thought it was silly to compare it. Like you don't have to compare yourself to a Hollywood movie. You're not the main roster.
No, it was like, they only did
they
it
said
because
a lot of
Stan
things.
Lee died.
And I don't remember when he said it. Maybe during the War Games match, but what's his face? Ronaldo says, "Holy bleep!"
Seriously?
No, yeah. And then he said, "Mama effing Mia."
Yeah, just
holy bleep.
He's like, "Holy bleep!"
I'll tell you one thing. The best moment of the card wasn't a spot that any of these guys did.
Okay.
It was when Ciampa threw whatever he did at Ronaldo.
He slapped his papers.
He like threw a cup at him or something.
I was like you know what, Ciampa.
But I was like, the real MVP.
And it hit Ronaldo's. It hit Ronaldo right in his mic, so it made
a huge
sound.
Noise.
That was great.
It was a styrofoam cup. Made a huge noise.
Moment of the night. Thank you, Ciampa.
It was kind of funny, yeah.
Right.
I've wanted to do that for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Matt Riddle kicks off War Games.
And they're like, what?
Right.
They get so surprised by it.
Holy bleep.
Did you watch the pre-show?
Yeah.
Was he a part of the pre-show?
He was.
Will he just come out to talk?
He came out to talk, you know, in the pre-show table. And then Cassius Ohno came out as well to talk shit to him. And then Sam Roberts was like, well, you two have a match this Wednesday, so save it for that, which at this point, you know, you're kind of just insulting everyone's intelligence. Like, we know it's happening. We know that you film, you know, the next week's NXT episodes during TakeOver.
Well, right. Yeah, I see. So you think they had, like, a pre...
No.
Match? And
no,
then
they
did not.
They couldn't
no.
have, right?
There was only one match.
Right.
Not only on the pre-show, on the dark match.
No, they didn't.
Show later.
No, they didn't. That's why they had it here.
We should have had a question on here. Will the Matt Riddle Ohno match take place at TakeOver?
I just figured it was definitely not happening.
Yeah.
Well, this was hardly a match. I mean, it was 3 seconds.
Well, The Rock had a match at
He's The Rock.
He's The Rock. Just the fact that he comes
and this is
out,
Matt
we're
Riddle.
Like, sweet.
Yeah.
Matt Shut Riddle. Up.
So he says, Cassius Ohno and I are scheduled to wrestle next week, but we're in LA. We got 2 rings, and I'll knock you out in both of them, bro. So Cassius Ohno comes out and he accepts the impromptu match. The bell
and
rings.
Too many bros.
Oh yeah.
So do you know who interrupted me? Cassius Ohno.
Well, he's
bro.
He starts the promo with bro, like it's hey yo,
right?
You know,
right. Bro.
And it's like no, you don't know.
And then Ohno's like, hey bro, it's me. Oh no. And I will beat you, bro. I'm like, oh my god.
Well, if
when you saw his trunks,
you didn't watch.
Too, right?
You didn't watch the pre-show. They also did that on the pre-show.
I'm sure.
I'm sure he fit in with Pat McAfee pretty well.
Right? Yeah, Pat McAfee.
Just
on the pre-show.
Get over it. Yeah.
So the bell rings. Ohno charges at him, but Riddle hits him with a flying knee, and gets the super fast victory.
Credits.
Ohno tries to get up, but he keeps falling down, looking like a complete jackass.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's fine.
That is Cassius Ohno.
That part's okay.
The problem I had with it, I was fine with the surprise match. I just wish it was an actual fucking match.
Yeah, they had time.
You know, why
like, how about a 5-minute match at least, right?
Yeah.
What's the harm in that?
This is his debut. This is official, right? Or no, he already debuted once.
Yeah.
He had debuted. A
match. So like, this is his first real match then.
Right.
And they make Ohno look like crap. And he acted like he just beat like AJ Styles.
Yeah.
He celebrated way too much.
I mean,
what was the actual point of this?
This was like a main roster thing.
Yeah.
This is like Sheamus beating Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania in like two seconds. You know, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Really dumb.
Oh, God. Was Vince involved with this somehow?
Okay. Right. You want to grade it as we go again? You want to do that?
I don't think it's necessary.
F.
I mean, it's not, but still.
Because it's starting with a very, like a D.
Yeah, at least a D. Anyways, next up we have Kairi Sane versus Shayna Baszler for the NXT Women's Championship in a 2 out of 3 falls match. So Kairi starts out hot, kicking Baszler's ass so bad that the ref had to check on her. And during this time, Marina Shafir and Jessamyn Duke come out to attack Kairi and throw her back in the ring. Shayna then locks in the Kira Fuda clutch, and Kairi taps for the first fall.
And which one's Jessamyn Duke?
The tall one.
The tall one. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Yes.
Both of these girls are kind of like...
attractive.
Like, are they, though?
No, I think Marina's cute. Jessamyn Duke is, you know, I mean, she's butchy.
Yeah, all three of them are really very... but they're very Ronda Rousey. You're are they hot, though?
Well, Jessamyn and Shayna are lesbians. Marina's married to Roderick Strong, so...
Jessamyn and Shayna are?
Yeah.
Together?
No.
Well, that's too bad.
I mean, maybe. No.
Fun story arc. Right.
Yeah. I don't want to push anything, anybody.
I mean, maybe they are. You never know.
Yeah.
Maybe they tried each other out.
Who knows?
Shayna gets the first fall fast. Baszler then tried to suplex Kairi on the apron, but Kairi turned it into a DDT. That was a nice spot.
Yeah. It was great.
Later, the horsewomen try to attack Kairi again, but she beats them up, climbs to the top rope, and elbow drops all three of them. I thought that was awesome. Kairi then hits Baszler with the insane elbow in the ring and gets the second fall. Kairi later hits a sunset flip powerbomb for a close pinfall, but no dice. She goes for another elbow drop, but Jessamyn Duke distracts the ref, and Marina pushes Kairi off the top rope. Then Dakota Kai runs out to attack the bad girls, followed by Io Shirai, who does a moonsault off the top rope onto the rest of them.
Just beautiful.
Beautiful moonsault.
Beautiful, gorgeous, perfect flip.
Yeah.
Before we get to that, because it was amazing, I've only been watching like a couple NXTs before this one to catch up. Was there any story at all on Dakota Kai and Io Shirai being involved?
No.
So this was just random?
The only thing was that Dakota fought Shayna a couple months ago. Like,
I remember that.
She had a series of matches against her.
Right. And then she was a fraidy cat.
No, it's just like, I'm a good guy, so... You know, okay, right, that's all it was.
Okay. Yeah, there wasn't a lot to that, but, you know, it happens.
Hmm.
And Kairi, and they mentioned they were from, like, the same her countrymen coming out to help her.
Yeah. So Kairi goes for the insane elbow again and hits it, kind of, or
not. I didn't really understand this part.
Because Shayna catches her and rolls her up for the win. It was kind of like, oh, you elbow dropped me, but I caught you and rolled you up.
Yeah.
And so Shayna steals a win there and retains the title. Like, obviously, we all thought was going to happen, but...
oh, shit, yeah.
Overall, you know, I thought it was...
But, like, she did hit it, though. She did hit it.
Yeah.
And then Shayna no-sold it and rolled her over.
Yeah.
So...
she didn't get it clean.
It was still...
get it clean.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that's basically what I guess they're going for.
Right.
Yeah. It was still a really good match, though, overall.
Yeah.
Did not disappoint. You know, you knew Shayna was winning going into it, so, you know, you couldn't be upset at that finish.
So is this a new stable now?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
Which one?
The Good Girls.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No? So the Good Girls aren't going to stay together?
No.
Probably
no.
Not. I don't know. You know what? Maybe, yeah, they'll probably have some 3-on-3 match.
Why not? I would eventually they're all going to be on the show together, right?
But they're not going to be like a stable for like a long time or anything, like Shayna and the bad girls.
They will be together for a match.
Yeah. Yeah. Next up, we have Aleister Black versus Johnny Gargano.
Mm.
Gargano's outfit is the Punisher, but with Johnny's logo.
Jesus.
Holy shit.
Johnny Takeover. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, his trunks were also like the Marvel movie titles, except it said Johnny Takeover.
And he is.
Max Landis made a really good point on his Instagram where he was like, he's the Punisher because he's a bad guy who thinks he's a good guy. And it was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Awesome. Black comes out with spikes on his jacket. And... Landis said it was like some comic that I never heard of, so I don't know.
The like Narca,
something like that. I forgot what he said, but yeah, I thought it was kind of Road Warrior-ish, but
yeah,
I don't know. So Johnny starts the match with a slap to the face, which pisses off Alistair. Gargano also does Alistair's cross-legged, you know, cross legs in the ring. Mm-hmm. Later, Alistair does his cool flip off the second rope and sits down. But as soon as he sits, Gargano kicks him in the face. Just reading off some awesome spots in this match. Johnny does the suicide dive, but he DDTs Black on the outside. It's a suicide dive. He catches him and DDTs him all in one, like, smooth effort.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Yep.
Later, Gargano lifts Alistair up with his foot, but Alistair Black does that.
Yeah.
So he did Alistair's thing there. Johnny sets up for the DIY knee, which is technically Ciampa's move again.
Yeah.
But Alistair says, hold on. He crosses his legs, and he tells Johnny, give me your best shot. Gargano goes for it, but Alistair ducks. But Johnny ends up hitting it anyway and gets a close pinfall. Later, Alistair is standing over Johnny, and Gargano is begging Alistair, much like Ciampa did to him.
Right.
Alistair goes for the Black Mass, but Johnny ducks.
As soon as he begged him to kill him,
yeah,
I was like, oh, Johnny's going to win this match. I really thought it was going
to go
that way.
That's what I thought, too, because it was reverse of Ciampa.
Yeah.
Ciampa and Gargano.
Right.
Man.
So, Alistair goes for the Black Mass, but Johnny ducks and rolls him up. Alistair kicks out, but Johnny locks in the Gargano escape. Alistair eventually gets out and hits a spinning back knee, followed by a flying knee, and then a Black Mass. And this is where the best part happens, because he hits the Black Mass, and then Johnny falls forward onto Alistair and is still standing up because his head is on Alistair's chest. It reminded me of the Kevin Owens Sami Zayn thing, you know?
At Fastlane, right?
No, it wasn't. It was like Battleground or something, I think.
Something lame.
One of those random pay-per-views. So he's, you know, his head's on Alistair's chest. Alistair holds him up and tells Johnny, I absolve you of your sins. And he hits the Black Mass one more time for the win.
Okay, I'm glad you got that.
So, like, where does Johnny go from here? This is why I picked him to win, because I don't know where they go with him now.
He reunites. Is he good?
Is he bad?
He's evil.
No. I think he could turn face. I think he's going back to face. I think it's like when Shawn Michaels turned heel on Hogan for one match.
That's so, like, so silly.
Especially because Alistair said, I absolve you of your sins. Now he's...
Well,
that's what Aleister Black is, a priest. He can do that.
But for the last few months or whatever, like, Gargano's been around this whole feud, and he was the guy, and then he just fights Black and loses, and that's it?
Well, I don't know. You're asking me to continue the storyline?
He's too important to NXT to just lose this match.
I mean, he loses most of his matches.
Lately,
he's seen his takeover. His singles takeover record is 1-5 now.
Oh, shit. That's pretty bad.
Yeah. Jeez. So never bet on Johnny.
Always bet on Black.
Yeah.
Well, especially today. But there was a point in the match where he said, I'm the hero.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, well, maybe he is, you know, one of those cocky guys. Like he's turning into Ciampa. That's why I feel like the two might reunite. Then he pulled out a DIY
move. It's too early
for
that.
For so long,
yeah,
he was afraid of anything DIY, and now he's starting to embrace things again like that.
He has to cut another one of his humble promos where I fucked up. Sorry. He has to do that again, I guess. We'll see. I don't know.
And then Ciampa comes out. They hug. You know?
No.
Your character can't... I just...
He still hates Ciampa.
It's going back and forth too much for me. Why? I mean, I don't know.
He still hates Ciampa.
Yeah.
But this was a great match. Right after this, I wrote down, you know, my five match of the year candidates, and I wrote Gargano versus Almas, Gargano versus Ciampa, Gargano versus Ciampa 2, Gargano versus Black, and then the North American ladder match. Mm. But four of those are Gargano. He's the best. Well, he's just amazing.
Gargano probably put together the North American ladder match, too.
He probably did.
Maybe.
He really is Johnny Takeover. I mean, every match he does is fucking solid.
He's the best in-ring performer.
Yeah. I tell you one thing. Okay, so right after that match, I don't think anybody signed up for it, but I did one of those change petition things.
Saw that.
Where begging people to keep people in NXT.
Yeah, that'll work.
Well, you never know, because so you know as soon as he goes to the main roster, he's lost. He's gone. There's no way he's the same character.
There's a very good chance of that, yeah.
You should want your stars to stay in NXT forever.
What are the chances that we'll see Black or Gargano on the main roster in the next 2 months?
Black probably sooner than Gargano, I would imagine. Yeah, I feel like too. Gargano still has a lot more stuff to do though.
I liked Black in this match
Black
a lot.
Black hasn't even gotten his rematch.
Yeah, yeah, but there's been some guys here that didn't get Black rematches
will
get before.
I know, but Black will get his rematch. He will.
It probably.
At another takeover?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe Johnny will be in there too again. They'll finally have that triple threat.
I guess have one in, 2 months? There's another takeover, right?
Yeah, for January.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Tommaso Ciampa versus Velveteen Dream for the NXT Championship. I was like, it's going to be hard to follow Gargano and Black. And like for the first 5 minutes, it was like, yeah, doesn't seem like they're going to follow it. But it picked up very, very fast after that. But Velveteen Dream came out first, dressed as Hollywood Hulk Hogan. He actually did it.
Who predicted it? Was it you or Eric?
No. It was a fan question.
Oh, it was a fan question.
I wrote down his name because I wanted... So shout out to Steven Vellante for calling it on Patreon last week.
Yeah.
That was... bravo, man.
And he did a lot of Hogan stuff in the match, too.
Oh, yeah.
Very so did Ciampa.
Yeah.
Well, one time, yeah.
So, again, just reading off a lot of cool spots here. Ciampa did Dream's backwards crawl and then sat on the apron to applaud himself again.
So great.
Always awesome. There was also a spot when Ciampa put Dream in a headlock and a foot-long spit stream.
Oh, God.
Went from Dream's mouth to the mat. That was so disgusting.
I was happy Ciampa noticed it and was like, just rubbed it all over,
his face. Oh, yeah. My God.
That ultra heel. That was great.
So yeah. Great.
Dream did amazing. Dream did Hogan's point thing. Followed by a big boot.
Yeah.
Three leg drops.
Yeah, three. Which in the 80s would have been deadly.
Yeah. Your career
if
be
you
over.
Were Hogan.
Yeah. Then he hulked up and hit a spine buster, went for the pin, but Ciampa kicks out. Dream also put Ciampa in the turnbuckle figure four, and Ciampa tapped, but it doesn't count because it's an illegal move.
Right. Mm.
This is not no holds barred.
Right.
There are holds that are barred.
They still were like, he tapped! I don't think the ref saw it. He tapped. I was like, yeah, you can tap all day. It was an illegal move.
Right.
Doesn't count.
Dream then put Ciampa in the figure four in the middle of the ring, but Ciampa eventually made it to the ropes. There was another spot where Dream suplexed Ciampa out of the ring. That was very nice.
Oh, my God.
And
that looked crazy, like painful.
Yeah.
Because how they fell.
Right.
It's like, you can't really practice that.
No.
You're just going to fall and hurt yourself.
Seth and Dolph did that on one of their matches.
Yeah.
It was really good. But after this, Ciampa sells an ankle injury and wrestles with one boot for the rest of the match. He takes off his boot. Later, Ciampa goes for a roll-up, but he pulls the tight, so the ref breaks it up. Dream hits the Dream Valley Driver, goes for the pin, but kick out. Ciampa hits a few moves, goes for the pin, but Dream kicks out.
A lot of false finishes, like crazy.
If there's any thing, it would be just too many kickouts. Maybe one too many kickouts.
Yeah, because he hit his... his driver and his elbow.
Yeah.
Right? Ciampa kicked out of that.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
So Ciampa gets pissed. He brings his title into the ring, but the ref stops him. Dream then DDTs Ciampa on the title, and he looks at the ref like, is this okay? I mean, he brought her the ring.
Yeah. And the ref allowed it. The ref's like, yep, let's go with it.
Let's do it. I hate Ciampa.
1, 2, 3, right? That's over.
Yep. Ciampa kicks out.
Wow.
Dream goes for the purple Rainmaker, but Ciampa gets his foot up. Ciampa then hits his DDT with Dream hanging over the second rope, but another kick out. Ciampa then exposes the concrete outside the ring to DDT Dream on, but Dream pushes him, and they go over the announce table. This is where Ciampa gets really pissed and throws the cup at Ronaldo.
Yeah, it's just so
awesome.
Yeah.
There might be another lawsuit about, because Ronaldo's getting bullied again.
Dream, good ad lib.
After that, Dream hits the Dream Valley Driver on the exposed concrete. Then he throws Ciampa in the ring, hits the purple Rainmaker, and goes for the pin, but Ciampa kicks
out. 1, 2, 3.
That's like Lesnar now. Like, Ciampa's Lesnar. He's kicking
that's
out.
Like Reigns.
And half the size.
It's Reigns level.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
Reigns or Strowman level, I guess.
Right. Ciampa is then laying on the apron, and Dream goes for the elbow drop. Like, that's how he beat EC3 at the last takeover. Mm-hmm. But Ciampa moves out of the way. So Velvet, you know, Dream takes a nasty bump and he's in a lot of pain because it was very, very high up.
Yeah, I fucking cussed too. It was probably real.
Yeah. Ciampa then DDTs Dream on the steel in between both rings and he pins Dream to retain Goldie.
Man,
Goldie.
I love Goldie. But that looks so painful. So painful. It's the so elbow weird. Drop? Both of them, the final two moves, it looked really devastating.
This was a great match, obviously.
It was really brutal at the end.
It's kind of my match of the night, I think, even though there was War Games. But poor Dream, you know? Like, I think he's such a up-and-comer. He probably should have won his first title match.
He's like the Gargano. Him and Gargano probably have the same takeover record. Just about.
Well, he has two wins at takeovers. Gargano just
fucking
has
a ton
one.
Of losses. Though.
Well, one in singles matches.
Obviously. But maybe they were like, maybe that was the plan. And then it's like, man, but Ciampa, he's just been too good. Like, who's taking the title off of Ciampa?
It has to be Gargano. I know I say this every week, but that's why everything has to happen.
Why go through this arc? It should have been the last takeover. It was all set up to be the last
but
takeover.
But I know, and I don't know why I picked him, because as I did my research, like, only one person ever won a title as a babyface in a last man standing match in WWE.
Really?
Yeah, like, yeah. Where the babyface won the title.
Right.
It was Alberto Del Rio versus Big Show, which that could have gone either way. Del Rio was a face for like 2 minutes, so yeah. That hardly even counts.
Right.
But, yeah. Hmm. I don't know. They're saving it for something bigger, I hope. It's got to be Gargano. He's the only one that could do it.
You would imagine it would probably be at WrestleMania.
Well, yeah, but he wouldn't even get a title shot right now. It would be Black to get his rematch.
But they clearly can do it on TV.
But they count TakeOver Brooklyn as their WrestleMania. They say it every time. Every TakeOver Brooklyn, they're like, this is NXT's WrestleMania.
Mm. Well, sure, because it's during WrestleMania, but...
No, Brooklyn.
Which one?
SummerSlam.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they always say that. Every Brooklyn. Yeah, that's where it started. Mm-hmm. They're like, this is NXT's WrestleMania. So, you know, it doesn't really matter where they do it.
But this year it'll be in Brooklyn again, right?
Yeah, but they're calling it TakeOver New York because you can't have two TakeOver Brooklyns, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though it's going to be at Barclays.
Yeah,
weird.
So, for the main event, we have War Games!
Oh, Jesus.
War Games.
Oh, I wasn't ready for that. War Games.
And do we see Regal? No.
That wasn't on the card this time. No.
I would have said yes for sure.
Yeah, I don't know what I would have picked.
Especially after the chicanery later.
Sure.
Chicanery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. So Adam Cole and Ricochet start the match for the first 5 minutes. Ricochet and Dunn are wearing the War Raiders war paint on their faces.
Yep.
To show that they're all a team.
Team bonding. Yeah.
Yes. Kyle O'Reilly comes in next, and Ricochet fights them in between both rings. Yeah. Eventually, they beat him down for a couple minutes. The buzzer hits. The ref opens the cage for the good guys. Dunn tries to get out, but Hansen pulls him back and enters the match himself.
And you can't go for a pin or submission until everyone's in the ring.
Yes.
Officially, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Hansen and Ricochet do some cool moves together. Next up, Roderick Strong enters. Then the good guy cage opens, and Roe and Dunn both kind of like fight each other to get out, but Roe does. Later, Roe powerbombed Strong and power slammed O'Reilly at the same time.
Yeah,
Jesus. That was really cool.
Yep.
Bobby Fish comes out last for his team, but he grabs the lock from his cage and puts it on Dunn's cage.
I was like, what are they going to do? Because they have to do something. They're just too awesome.
Right.
And this was so amazing.
And Fish throws the key into the crowd. So he's like, you're fucked.
Yeah.
And
it was right at this moment where I went to the... I paused it and went to the bathroom. And I saw that there was still 35 minutes left.
Yeah.
I was like, holy fuck.
It felt like a Royal Rumble. But like the best Royal Rumble.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah,
because people glad are coming out at intervals.
I'm glad they didn't overcomplicate it either. It's like, the ref's like, should I just go get the bolt cutters? And like, well, yeah, right?
We obviously.
Have backup. Right. So it was really just like a five-minute delay.
No, but you know what? That's true. That's actually a good point. This is the chicanery you're talking about.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It would have been cool if Regal was the one to do it.
Right. Go get the bolt cutters!
So you had a good idea for once, Josh. This is kind of weird. Fish, he traps Dunn in his own cage. He then goes under the apron, grabs four steel chairs with the Undisputed Era logo on them.
That was great. Amazing.
They're going to be sold out on WWE.com.
Oh, if they sold them.
Seriously. I have to have one.
Fuck these Royal Rumble chairs. Fuck this shit.
They were great.
So they beat the shit out of Ricochet, Rowe, and Hansen with the chairs and throw them into the cage multiple times. Finally, it's Dunn's turn, but they can't open the first, you know, they open the first lock, but they can't open the second one. And then a few minutes later, a ref comes out with the bolt cutters. So Fish and O'Reilly try to hold the cage door closed, but Dunn hits their hands with a kendo stick. Cole and Strong try to stop him too, but they get a beating as well. Dunn then brings in multiple trash cans and tables and finally gets inside the cage. And after that, chaos.
I got that right on my scorecard.
What's
weapons?
That? Yeah, yeah.
Weapons
yeah,
were going to be used.
Yeah, so did,
I think
so did
everyone else on everyone. The planet who filled one out.
Yeah, like okay. Lock of the Century.
Yeah.
There was a cool spot where all four members of Undisputed Era were in one ring with Dunn. O'Reilly put Dunn in a knee submission while Strong put him in a Boston Crab with a steel chair.
Great. How the hell did he not tap on that?
He almost did.
Too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because Fish and Cole were stopping the good guys from getting in the ring by swinging their chairs around.
Smart strategy. That was great.
And finally, one of them just throws the other one into the ring.
Well, yeah, like Ricochet flies into the other ring to break it up. Then later, Fish spears Rowe through a table. Again, just naming some awesome spots here.
Now, because it was around here is where I started to wonder about a spot. And it just made me like wonder next level things. Because Rowe sets up a table and he puts Cole on it.
Yeah.
But the table falls.
I think it was O'Reilly.
Was it O'Reilly?
Yeah, whatever.
But he falls. Matter. Well, whatever. So then he pulls him off and I just started wondering, like, was he supposed to go through? Like, did they edit after that? Like, how much of this is
no,
how
because
much of this is like actually what is supposed to happen? Do they just get in there and like,
you want me to tell you?
Fuck it. Yeah, okay, break
you
it down
asking
for me.
The question.
Break it down. Break it down.
No, because he put O'Reilly on the table falls, he sets it back up, he puts O'Reilly on the table, but then they have that, but then, like, the same thing was going to happen just without the table falling. He ends up putting O'Reilly back on the table, but then something happens with Rowe, and then O'Reilly puts, I think, Dunn in, like, a submission on the table.
Right.
And then either Rowe and Hansen jumps off and splashes on him.
Yeah. Right, but it wasn't O'Reilly that originally went through. It was someone else. That's why
it was
like,
scripted. It was
okay.
Scripted.
Well, no. Okay. Well, in a match like that, it's 50 minutes long. How do you get all that 100% scripted right?
I think you do. On the big spots, I think you do.
I don't know. I just started wondering, like, way more next level stuff. And
yeah. I don't think they're improvising wondering. Stuff like that. It's too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I guess so, but well, Jesus, also on that, so many things.
On that spot, Hansen...
But this is all they do for a living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was... Okay, so I actually have the notes. It was Hansen, and he jumped off the top rope from the other ring to splash onto O'Reilly in the other ring. Like, that was awesome. Cole climbs to the top of the cage like he did last year, but this time Ricochet meets him up there, and they, trade punches. And I don't even know how to explain what happens next. But everyone in the match except for Ricochet was involved in this super powerbomb suplex. And, I think was it Hansen on the bottom? And he had, like, either Roderick Strong or O'Reilly on his back. And then he grabbed everyone else and just threw them off. Like, it was so great.
Yep.
It was really awesome.
Doesn't make sense, but it looks amazing.
Right, right, right.
Now it looked like barrel monkeys, like,
just falling.
Yeah. Right. Ricochet is then standing on the top of the cage and double moonsaults off the top of the cage and onto everyone else.
Yep.
Then we have each team in each ring, like as far as away, you know, from both teams as they possibly can be, which is just really cool. Like that looks like a movie
there.
We're
restarting
like the Avengers.
It kind of did like look like here come, you know, Iron Man's team and Captain America's team and they're going to fight.
Yeah.
They slowly meet in the middle where the steel is and then they, you know, proceed to beat the shit out of each other. In the end, everyone is laid out except for Dunn and Cole. Dunn hits Cole with the bitter end, but then Ricochet shows up to hit the 630 off the top rope. Dunn and Ricochet then put an arm each on Cole to get the 1-2-3. Mm. So the good guys win, and Dunn and Ricochet stand on the top of the cage together, holding up their titles. Just a great image to end the show.
Yeah.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
It's so hard, you know, saying what is better, but man, this was so good. Even though we were there last year in person, and it felt like there was more carnage last year, but this year, I don't know.
There was blood last year. Spots were great.
There was blood.
There was blood last year. I would say last year's was maybe a little bit more enjoyable, a little more carnage, I would say. But you had Sanity, and they're just fucking crazy.
Right.
They're crazy. You had three teams last year, right?
But most. I mean, we're picking at straws here.
I know it's so crazy. Amazing.
Still an A match. I mean, you know, still
it's just crazy. I mean, I hate to say this, but I'd love to see this on the main roster just to see some of the talent do something with it.
But War you games, mean the War Games?
Just
cage?
The War Games match. Okay. Yeah. But they won't. Thank God, really. Right. Like, just don't ruin it. It's their thing. Let them keep it. It's
no, because if it was on the main roster, there'd be three War Games matches on the pay-per-view.
There'd be a girls match.
Which would suck. Oh, it's like Eric's like, no, every match should be a Hell in a Cell. It's like, no.
A tag team match.
You're going... Yeah, I was going to say. Like, who's the GM, I guess, would be Baron Corbin right now.
Yeah.
You're going to have a match at War Games.
He wouldn't even be that cool.
And then...
Patreon.
And you're also going to have a match... At War Games.
Yeah.
And you are going to have a match at War Games. So.
You know what? You guys are going to settle this at War Games. In War Games. And he just looks in the
during
camera
War
like,
Games.
I suck.
Yeah.
And then Regal's like, give me that fucking microphone. War Games!
Oh, Jesus. War Games.
That's how you do it, you stupid fuck. And then he just leaves.
Lord.
I'm going back to the better show.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, it
so,
is.
So, what do we think? A...
I mean,
yeah. A show, A grade overall. It could be an A plus. I mean, what do you think overall? This pay per view or New Orleans?
New Orleans.
Come still. On. I mean, we were there, so it's kind of
maybe. But there's four matches. I mean, New Orleans was disgusting.
There were two.
I've never been to anything more enjoyable in my life in person than New Orleans.
New Orleans had
had the North American, right?
Yeah, the ladder match.
It had Gargano.
Gargano and Ciampa main
Ciampa
eventing.
Ciampa 2?
No, that was the first one. Yeah.
Jesus.
That was, yeah.
The better
that was
the best
to save
one.
Johnny's career in NXT. Right. We had Baszler and Ember Moon. That match was bad.
Right.
That match was bad.
Yeah. And then we had the NXT Championship.
Yeah.
Which was Black versus Almas?
No. Because Almas. No. Almas beat Black. Or, I'm sorry. Oh, no, it was that. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
That match was insane, too.
That was really good, too.
Yeah. So they were just... that's my favorite pay-per-view probably of all time.
Oh, and then, I'm sorry. There was also the tag team match where Roderick Strong joined the Undisputed Era. That was that show, too.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Plus Tino Sabatelli and Riddick Moss were there.
Yeah, okay, great.
That probably was great.
So I still think...
This is it.
Yeah,
I agree. Yeah, New Orleans was still the better show. But again, if New Orleans was an A+, then War Games was an A. You know what I mean?
You know what the fucking sad thing is? We ask this question after every single takeover. Was this an A, A+, A-?
Yeah, it's always an A.
Right. Tomorrow, what? It will not be an A.
What kind of A was it?
Tomorrow.
You know what's funny?
They can strive for a B.
I think last year's Survivor Series got the highest grade for a WWE pay-per-view last year for us. I think it got a B.
What was so good about it? I don't remember.
I think it was because we had awesome seats. Oh. No, but like the men's Survivor Series match was good. AJ and Brock was really good.
Right.
There was some good stuff.
Yeah, Triple H was involved in the ending. Right.
Yeah. It was better than, you know, most WWE pay-per-views. So we'll see. I don't know. I'm not that interested for Survivor Series.
Tomorrow, I'm not excited at all.
Because they ruined the Becky Lynch thing.
Not at all.
Thanks, Nia Jax.
Which match could you even... It's just nothing. There's nothing that they can do.
I'm interested in Daniel Bryan versus...
Are you?
Brock
what? But they're both heels. If he's fighting as a babyface trying to beat Lesnar, but it's just like, how does that match happen now that they're both heels? It makes no sense.
And I think maybe Daniel goes over too now.
There's no way. What does AJ do at Survivor Series if not cost Daniel Bryan this match?
I guess.
There's but nothing
does he
else
have
he
to?
Do. He doesn't have to cost the match either. That's the thing. I don't know. But yeah, A for sure. Yep. I mean, if again, if New Orleans is an A+, this is an A.
Right.
Yeah. It's that close. It's super close. It's fantastic. Yeah. I think the Roderick Strong thing is the thing that puts it puts New Orleans over, because it's like the third, you know, it's like just oh right, so there was good. That as well.
Right.
But
so good.
So what was everyone's favorite match tonight?
I mean, I want to say the NXT Championship. I just thought that was amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. I really enjoyed Dream and Ciampa. It was great. But, you know, it's so bad because Black and Johnny was so good.
That's
that
mine.
Was so good.
Yeah. That's my pick. And obviously because I love Johnny so much. But also that was the most personal match.
Right.
And I always love those the most, where you can actually, in a way, you can get lost in the moment and pretend like it's you're watching something real right now. Like, these guys fucking hate each other.
Yeah. You definitely right. suspend your belief when you watch anything that Johnny does. And Ciampa.
He's so amazing.
Some lesser
Just
extent.
The storytelling is so good.
And I can't wait for them to meet again.
Yeah. I think at this point, if I could have a dream Shawn Michaels match, I'd like, it used to be The Rock, then AJ Styles, maybe Seth Rollins. I'd put Gargano, I think, in there. Just because Gargano tells stories like Shawn did in the ring. Like, imagine both of them together. I mean, it's just fantastic.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, A show, A grade, another fantastic takeover.
Yeah.
This is the only way that we could watch Survivor Series without slitting our wrists tomorrow. So
right.
just like, just remember, it was good last night. Just remember that.
Remember TakeOver
last
night?
Yeah, yeah.
So good.
So good.
So good.
After you finish the Survivor Series, you should watch one of these matches again.
Just to get
a palate cleanser.
Yeah, yeah.
Whew. Okay, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Good again.
Well, anyways, thank you to all of you lovely supporters on Patreon. Hope you enjoyed this recap, and I'm sure you enjoyed TakeOver as much as we did.
Yeah.
Let us know what your favorite match is in the comments section, and we'll see you after Survivor Series. I mean, you won't see him.
No.
You won't see Josh.
I'm
But you'll see us, and it's nice to have this title over my shoulder. And then tomorrow, make sure you tune in, because I'll have the other one over my shoulder as well.
No.
Maybe.
Maybe. I guess it's possible, though.
I have no hope.
And this has been?
Yes. The recap
of
War Games! Oh, War Games!
War Games.
War Games.
You suck at this, Josh.
Very personal.
Yeah.
Means a lot to me. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So what's wrong with wrestling? Oh, no. Andy's always right. Don't you dare have a different opinion. Sounds like Stone Cold Steve Austin. It kinda looks like Kevin Owens. Dean Ambrose is in his daydreams, and Charlotte is in his sex dream. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. I'm not just crazy loud, egocentric, no doubt that's Joe. Proclaim strongest and best looking man in the world. Loves wrestling, but only part time. Strong, big, flares, pretty sublime. Yeah. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. Eric's third most loved, and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gallo push him off a cliff. Doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high. And we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with
Lashley.